My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Why Bloody Valentine mini episode. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
Hopefully this week I can pick something you'll like more than the last movie.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do my best. I have one in mind. I think you've seen it.
You only have one in mind? Shouldn't you have had a decision by now?
It's picked. I've decided already. What I haven't really decided on is my homework, because I have three. I think they're all kind of mid, honestly. So I'm hoping yours makes up for it. So we can get right into that.
I saved this one and also thought it was a bit mid. So I skipped over it, but it's been like on my backup list. But then there was an update and I was like, oh, that now it's even better. So I actually have like extra credit here because I'm going to do both of them.
Good. Because, like I said, I have three and they're mid.
So it came from Reddit, Today I Fucked Up. And the title is, Today I Fucked Up Sleeping with My Former Boss in Front of Her Husband.
And this, now, in fairness, you did tell me about this before today. Like, you asked if you used this one already.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember.
This came across my page, my feed. After you said that, I did not click on it or anything.
Okay, good.
But I would have. Had you not told me prior.
Did the original come across? Or
I think
the update
must have.
Because the original was 19 days ago. The update was like 4 days
ago. Yeah, I don't know which one it was because like I said, I didn't click on it.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to read it. My former boss contacted me a few days ago with an unusual request. She wanted to know if I was interested in sleeping with her while her husband watched us. I said I was the wrong guy for the job, but she disagreed and said I was the perfect guy based on a random one-night stand we had years ago when she remarried. Before she remarried. She said her new husband wanted to watch her fuck another guy, and she was into it. I agreed to discuss the possibility in person, especially when she offered to pay for dinner. I forgot how attractive she was until I saw her face to face. She introduced me to her new husband, who wanted me to understand that all he wanted was to be an observer in the bedroom. He made it sound like the worst case scenario was that I would have sex, which I believed. So, yeah, I said yes.
So, at this point, he doesn't think he has to, like, bully the husband. Be like, yeah, my dick's bigger.
Right.
Loser. Like that. Okay. Right.
Fast forward to the fucking. A couple days now has passed and after I said yes. I was in the missionary position when I heard snoring and farting coming from the so-called observer. The husband passed out at some point, but obviously not quietly, which affected my concentration on the sex because the snoring was distracting and the farting was disgusting. My ex-boss apologized on her husband's behalf before grabbing the box of tissues next to the bed and aggressively hurling it at her unconscious husband. Aim was off, tissue box missed the target, prompting my ex-boss to hysterically scream at her husband's name over and over into my ears while I was still laying pipe, trying to pretend that absolutely nothing weird was happening. The husband eventually woke up after my ex-boss managed to scream his name at the top of her lungs. Cue an all-out war. My ex-boss called her husband rude for falling asleep. The husband said he had a long day at work. My ex-boss scoffed and said he had no clue what a long day at work looked like because what he did in one day was nothing compared to what she had to do every day as an independent businesswoman.
Is he still in her?
Yeah. The husband said he had zero energy for another boss bitch speech. My ex-boss looked at me and said her husband had zero energy on a permanent basis. I asked both of them if they wanted me to stop and give them privacy because I was awkwardly thrusting in silence while listening to them. My ex-boss said I should ask her husband since the whole thing was his idea. The husband unexpectedly slapped me on the ass on the way towards the bedroom door and said I should come and call it a night.
You thought this one was mid.
I didn't come, but I did call it a night when I realized that my desire to get away from the ex-boss and her husband outweighed my desire to get off.
I would have surely come.
You would have come by now anyways.
No way.
You only take like 3 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here. This.
That was a lot of thrusting for you.
So.
You would have been done.
No. No. This would have been awesome. A. I live for like chaos like this. Because.
You like cuckolding?
I don't want to be cuckolded.
Okay.
But I could totally see myself doing that to someone else if they wanted me to.
Now, so you'd be the one fucking the wife?
Someone else's wife, yeah.
Okay. But you don't want to see me get fucked?
No. No, it's not into that. But some people like it. Some people are into it. I think it's fine.
Are you into me seeing me fuck others?
Well, if I'm participating.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
But not getting fucked.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't be participating in that. No, not interested. Yeah, I think there's a world of difference between having a threesome and watching someone fuck someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, not into it. So first off, him falling asleep and snoring and farting,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the best, but like that would, for me, make it less awkward because I know this dude isn't like jerking off watching it.
Yeah.
So that would make it less awkward. So I don't think I'd have a problem with that, and I don't even think I'd bring it
up.
Well,
she's the one that had a problem with it. He was supposed to be watching.
It'd be weird for someone to be screaming some other dude's name while I fucked him.
Yeah.
For sure, but this is out of anger, mm-hmm. So maybe it wasn't as bad. You shouldn't fuck your boss ever.
Ex-boss.
Oh, ex-boss. Okay, then that's not a big deal.
Yeah, they had a one-night stand while she was his boss.
But you shouldn't have done that back then.
Yeah, they didn't do it anymore. And...
But this is fine, then. I have no problem with any of that.
Okay. Are you ready for the update? Because... I thought the original was mid.
No, I don't think the original was mid. I definitely would have come. I definitely would have finished, though. What the fuck? All right. Let's hear the update. Also, buying me dinner isn't enough. You would have just had to pay me.
All right. It says there is a disclaimer that this is long as fuck, so you might want to skip to the too long didn't read, but we're not going to do that.
No, we have all the time in the world.
Okay. So there I was, face to face with my former boss and her flatulent husband once again. I agreed to meet them at the same restaurant as the last time because...
Wait, again?
Will you let me tell you the story? Free food was the only good thing I remembered. So the purpose of this meeting, according to my former boss, was to clear the air following what happened.
Oh, no.
A phone call or a message or no communication at all would have been more than acceptable for me, but I just wanted to move on.
Yeah.
But my ex-boss insisted on restoring peace in person. So I said yes.
He doesn't have like a relationship with this human being, right? Because he said... Seeing her face to face again.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, like, interact with this woman.
No.
They don't need to speak ever again. Okay.
The husband was in the men's room when I showed up for the meeting, which made me laugh a little
probably
on the inside.
Sleeping.
Because it seems like an unintentional nod to how active his ass was during our previous interaction. My ex-boss thanked me for agreeing to meet her and said her husband would join us soon. Meanwhile, she apologized for how unfortunate things turned out when we had sex before, telling me that she had been brainstorming ways to improve the experience for next time. The husband emerged from the men's room at that moment and greeted me with an awkward fist bump and an unspoken hello again.
Better than a slap on the ass.
While his wife was trying to convince me to accept another invitation into their bedroom. She persuaded me to at least hear her out before I said yes or no. Her plan was to pivot her approach to the bedroom and embrace the dominant position during sex because she believed her husband would be less likely to fall asleep again if he was watching her put on a show and take control.
Okay.
We're not done. My ex-boss paused at this point and looked at her husband like that was his cue to swallow his sushi and add to what she was saying. The husband pointed his chopstick at me and said he expected more energy from a young man. But based on what he observed while he was still awake, I was fucking his wife the same way he fucked his wife when he was more in the mood to masturbate. I said...
Who is more in the mood to masturbate instead of sex?
This guy, apparently. I said having sex with another man's wife while the man was in the room was like trying to poop comfortably while a random person was watching. And the husband asked me if I made moaning noises when I pooped. I said my moans mid-poop was dependent on how hard I had to push to unclog my colon.
Sometimes.
The husband said I might need to start pretending that I'm pushing as hard as possible when I sleep with someone because I never made a sound when I was intimate with his wife, which contributed to his struggle to stay awake.
Maybe that's partially her fault.
I said pretending to poop during sex was sound advice coming from a guy who was unable to stop farting while I was fucking in front of him.
So they're talking shit to each other.
Yeah. Okay.
This is more of a cuckolding situation now.
This is not even the good part.
Hold on, though. Before you continue to the good part. This is her idea. She said this was his idea. This is her idea. That's why she's selling this so hard. This is her thing, not his.
Huh.
Definitely.
Because she boss bitch?
That's why she's been brainstorming. Yes, she's that woman. Yeah, this is her idea, not his.
Okay, so my ex-boss pointed out that the two of us were very sexually compatible when we had our one-night stand prior to her meeting her husband. I said I wouldn't call that sexually compatible since she was my boss back then and we were both drunk. The husband said now he lost his appetite too. I said I had someone in mind that might be perfect for what they want. The husband sarcastically asked if it was another young employee his wife hooked up with. I said it was one of my more sexually experienced friends. My boss said it was either me or no one, and the husband encouraged his wife to at least allow me to provide more information about my friend. The information I provided was prompted by my ex-boss and her husband to agree to meet my friend. So I contacted my friend the following day and explained the situation. He became interested as soon as I showed him photos of my ex-boss. I shared his contact details with permission and thought that would end my involvement in the circus. Little did I know that my friend would call me a few days later ask me why the fuck I never warned him that the husband had a pit bull.
What?
I said, I didn't know he had a pit bull. My friend said he had to fuck my ex-boss in front of the husband and his hellhound.
What the hell's going on? He got fucking
I asked my friend
with him?
If the pit bull did anything to hurt him, and he said the dog barked from time to time, but the husband would either shush the dog or translate and tell my friend what the dog wanted him to do or not do during sex. I was at a loss for words. My friend said the husband slapped his butt when he finished.
Why did the fuck anyone do that?
And called him a good boy.
What the fuck is going on? He's the dog.
It sounded so ridiculous. I was struggling not to laugh. However, I did feel bad for my friend because I could relate. My friend said he would have punched the husband if the pit bull was not in the picture. I apologize for introducing him to my ex-boss and her husband. And my friend thanked me for the trauma and said, bye, bro.
They should pay these people instead of taking them to dinner. Hey, these people, what is with this fucking crazy couple?
Why was there a pit bull?
I don't know. Why would you bring the dog into it? I don't even like if the cat's in here when we have sex. I make the cat leave.
I always kick her out too.
I make her leave. Animal didn't sign up for that. But I thought for sure it was going towards now we have to have a threesome with this lady.
Nope.
So yeah, I think it's her idea. That guy doesn't seem too into it. He doesn't seem too not into it either, though. He seems very indifferent to it. Whereas I think this chick just wants to get fucked by dudes and emasculate her husband a little bit. That's why she gives him the fucking boss speech, the boss bitch speeches all the time. Which those, you see those people on Facebook. It's fucking tiring. It's exhausting. I think we get it. Like, I am a boss. I don't ever talk about it on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is fucking weird and it's exhausting. It's almost exhausting as the women that are like, I sell leggings, I sell soap, I sell things that you wrap around yourself to make you lose weight. The boss bitch ladies are the same as the multi-level marketing ladies. And a lot of times they are. The Venn diagram of those people overlaps quite a lot. They are the same person a lot of times. So this lady just wants to humiliate. That's why she said she's dominant. Or she was going to be dominant this time.
She was going to take the more dominant role.
Yeah, it's just the stereotype. But, like...
I wasn't expecting the pit bull. You?
No, I was expecting a threesome. Honestly...
Can't all have threesomes every week, Rich.
Yeah. If this scenario happened to me, I would prefer it play out like this. More than just like, oh yeah, that was great. Let's do it again.
You'd want a funny story to tell?
Every time. Every single time I want a funny story to tell.
You don't kiss and tell.
No, but I would fucking certainly laugh at it.
But what's the point if you don't have a story to tell? What's the point?
I would tell, select people that this happened. You would hear about it.
Well, yeah. Normally, if you're fucking other people, I would hear about it.
One or two of my more trustworthy friends would hear about it. Some people would hear about this. But I wouldn't, like, blab it to the world. No, I don't do that.
They wouldn't come up at Thanksgiving dinner, like, when you accidentally saw my naked.
Yeah. Although that did come up at Thanksgiving dinner.
I know!
And so did your mom's shirt for some reason. This is a very odd Thanksgiving, this first Thanksgiving after the troubles. Mine are not going to live up to that. None of them. I have three of them and I don't even want to save them for backups.
It's fine. I did double the homework, so you don't have to do any homework this week.
I'm doing one. All right, I have two Am I the Assholes and a Today I Fucked Up. One's about hosting...
Don't tell me all of them, just pick one.
Today I fucked up by accidentally sending a private message to the entire company group chat.
Ooh.
This is a risk for me because a lot of our emails are chains with a lot. So my company employs like 50,000 people. So you don't know. Like it happens regularly that we just email my department, but 90% of the time it's not just my department. And even more than that, it's departments that don't work on our campus, stores,
mm-hmm.
corporate, just anybody can be in our emails. So you really have to be careful if you're hitting reply all.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to be careful. So I feel for this. I just did the absolute dumbest thing. So I work for this tech company and we're all in this WhatsApp group chat. I've been working like hell with my coworker, Dave, on this huge project that's due tomorrow. We've been messaging back and forth all day, and this is where you do this. When you have like a group, but also someone in the group you're talking to on the side. This is where this happens. And the guy replied to one work email today to one specific person, but it was out of a massive chain of emails. Well, I finally finished my part and was going to send Dave this dumb inside joke about how I was about to start day drinking if I had to work on it any longer. I thought I sent him the text and went to do house chores. After I returned. Okay, that's just really spelled wrong. We're going to say returned. I turned on my phone and saw notifications of 7 people texted me on WhatsApp like, delete it now and, oh, you are so fired. I rushed to WhatsApp to see what the hell happened. And that's when I saw that I sent the drinking message to the entire company instead of sending it to Dave. Tried to delete the message, but most of the people in the group chat seen the message already, including the project manager. I immediately tried to apologize and explain it was a joke, but I could practically feel everyone staring at me through the screen. Even the project manager replied with something like, wow, I didn't know you were an alcoholic, in the group chat. Now I'm just waiting to get fired or become the office joke forever. So yeah, that's how my day is going.
Oh. That's brutal.
You could do a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
People know that's a joke, probably.
Yeah.
People get that that's a joke. You're not going to get fired for that. If you do get fired from that, you don't want to work for that company anyway. If you get fired for a message like that.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I'm going to fuck Tony's wife now.
Yeah.
And Tony's your boss. This isn't that bad. But this is like my greatest fear. The other day, I was texting, so we have to go out. And
you know you shouldn't send dick pics at work, right?
Right. Yes, of course.
Oh my God, I'm just picking.
So we have to go out of the office to do something for my job now, and we have to like text into the office to say when it's done so they can update it so we can move on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do your task, they update it and move on. And I was texting. Now, sometimes I will just text our office cell phone, which is like the hotline or whatever. And sometimes I'll just text the individual that's in there. So I thought I was texting my friend that was in there, and I was texting the office hotline instead. And I definitely said the word fuck in there. I don't remember what it was about. But nobody cares, really.
Mm-hmm.
But in the wrong scenario, that would have been a big deal. Mm-hmm. If the wrong person looks at the phone or whatever. But nobody's going to go through and search my text messages and look, oh my God, Rich said fuck. And anybody that would has heard me say fuck from my mouth. Like, this is, they've heard it. They know. Everyone knows how I am. But this is like my greatest fear with emails. Like when I have a snarky reply, but I only send it to one person,
mm-hmm.
is that it's going to the whole fucking group. And I'm
yeah.
gonna do it one day. I know it. See? Mid. Right?
Yeah, but that's scary.
Mm-hmm. That's much scarier than some dude snoring and farting while you're fucking his wife. So do you have a recommendation or non-recommendation this week?
Because I normally do not recommend.
Well, you've been pushed out of training at your job. Recommend quitting Walmart? Finding a new job? Something you like?
I already told everyone I quit. When I recommended quitting my job because I got to stay home then for friggin'
2 months. Was it 3 weeks? I thought it was like 2 months.
It was 3.5 weeks.
So nothing to recommend.
I don't know. I don't. really have anything to recommend or to not recommend. It's been a pretty straightforward, boring week.
Yeah. So I have a recommendation, and you're going to jump on this then. We finished The Sopranos.
Yeah, we did.
And the show is awesome, right?
Yeah. I didn't really like the way it ended.
No.
But I've heard that a lot, that when I told people that I finished The Sopranos, they're like, did you like the last one? I was like, no. And they're like, that's what I heard.
So, I mean, this show is old as fuck, so if there's any spoilers here, deal with it. It is open-ended enough that you can read into it what you want. Like, I think he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it really matter if he dies there? His life is pretty much over. The feds are circling. His crew is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So things are pretty well over for him anyway, I think. Now, I also think if James Gandolfini hadn't died, they would have picked that shit back up. The Sopranos.
Was that? James Gandolfini.
The guy that played Tony Soprano.
Oh, he actually died?
In real life, yeah, he's dead. I do think with how popular it is, it's as popular now as it was then. You can talk to fucking so many people about The Sopranos. Like we were apparently the weirdos because we had never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
They did make The Many Saints of Newark, which we tried to watch the other night but kept getting distracted, so we're about 1 minute into it. I think they would have picked it back up, either with movies or a limited series like they do with The X-Files every fucking 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just put some X-Files out and James or Tony magically wouldn't be dead or something like that. But I think he's dead. You think he's not. But you can... I think that's why it kind of works. You can kind of just read into it whatever you want to.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it ended, I mean. But I did like The Sopranos.
And we started a new show, The Wire.
Yep. I like that one too.
So far, I like that just as much as The Sopranos.
Yeah, I like it.
In some ways, I like it more. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny. I can't believe how funny it is.
Your father was a saint. There's no, like, lines of like that.
No, but there's this one scene where they're investigating that murder and they just keep saying fuck off. Yeah. It's so funny. There's like no dialogue. It's just fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For like 20
fuck,
minutes.
Fuck. Motherfuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. It's really fucking funny. But it's good because it shows cops as like normal human beings with all the normal hang ups.
Yeah.
And
there's really no good side and bad side here. Like, no, even the you're good on guys. The side of the cops sometimes, you're on the side of the criminal
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, the good guys are bad sometimes and the bad guys are good sometimes. It's really fucking weird and I like it. And I think it's more how real life is.
Yeah.
Not everything's
black and
white.
I mean, it was like that with The Sopranos though too. I mean, you're not supposed to be on the side of the mobsters.
No. And by the end of the show, I fucking hated Tony Soprano. So I really didn't care what happened to him. That last season, he really ran off the rails and I didn't give a fuck about him anymore.
Yeah. It worries me if he dies though, because his wife clearly cannot take care of herself and does not have anything without him.
I think people like her. I can't fucking stand her. She's awful.
Yeah, I agree that she's awful, but she won't be able to survive.
Like, she was so torn apart by...
No, she could probably just go find somebody else, though,
yeah.
To be her sugar daddy.
Bring Furio back from Italy.
Yeah.
That guidance counselor guy that she was fucking, he's like, you just use me.
Yeah, she did.
And I don't even know if she realized it. But yeah, her whole entire existence is based on using other people for things.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck her, too. The only one I really feel bad about is it poor AJ.
AJ sucks.
He's a fucking mope, but good lord.
The daughter's making something of herself.
Probably. So yeah, I recommend watching The Sopranos. Now we got a movie to announce.
And besides The Sopranos and... The Wire, I do not recommend anything else you made me watch the last 2 weeks.
Not even The Ritual?
No.
I thought The Ritual was pretty good. It was a better Witches in the Woods movie than The Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, but it still wasn't good. And it jump scared me.
It did jump scare you. Twice, I think.
I don't like that.
It was good. I don't think this one will. Like I said, I think you've seen it. And I think you might like it. I'm sure we've talked about this movie, and I'm sure you've seen it.
Okay, well, what is it?
Carrie.
I have seen it.
Ooh, jump scare.
Shut up.
It's the night of the senior prom. The Bates High School gym is alive with excitement. And everybody is there, even Carrie White. The girl no one likes.
We're all sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie!
And everyone makes fun of her.
Free Carrie! Free Carrie!
The girl who lives in that creepy house with her crazy mother.
She had remained sinless. The curse of blood would never come on her.
The girl with the strange power.
If I concentrate hard enough, I can move things.
But tonight, no one will laugh at Carrie.
If you don't have a date for the prom next Friday, would you like to go with me?
She's with the best-looking boy in the senior class.
He's trying to trick me again.
She'll be voted queen of the prom.
You know, I can make sure that you don't hurt Carrie White anymore.
Yay! For Carrie, it will be a dream come true. For everyone else, it will be a nightmare. Carrie. A new film by Brian De Palma. Based on the chilling bestseller. Starring Sissy Spacek, Piper Laurie, and introducing John Travolta in his first motion picture role. A taste for terror. You have a date with Carrie.
I don't want a date with Carrie. So
what if her husband watched?
They'd have to take me out to more than dinner because I ain't getting fucking locked in a room and burned. Oops. So this is a good one. Stephen King movies famously awful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them just stink. Except, like, The Shining was good. Stanley Kubrick directed it. One of the greatest directors of all time.
Like that stupid fucking dog movie.
Cujo, how dare you. This one's directed by Brian De Palma. Scarface, famously one of the greatest motion picture minds. So that's why this one's good, too.
This is sad.
It is sad. And we were talking about sometimes being on the side of the bad guys. She's ostensibly the bad guy in this movie. I think we're going to be on her side.
Yeah, well, they bullied her.
All the time. But let's not give away the whole movie now.
Yeah, and I have things to say then, too. Because I read a book that was based off of this book.
Good. So then we'll have lots to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's available for free on HBO Max. We will be watching the original, not the remake, by the way.
Okay.
So you excited?
It's whatever. I've seen it.
Better than last week's movie?
Am I excited better, or do I think the movie's going to be better?
Both.
I think the movie's going to be better. I am not excited.
Okay. Well, 1 out of 2 is 50%. That's not bad. We'll take it. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Then say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.